Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
The Bus Factor.
Le Bus Factor.
Le Bus Factor.
It's, oh,
we've lost
French
the chat window.
How did you lose it? Where'd you even put it? How can
I think
you
I
lose
just put it,
it
there. It'll, okay. It'll appear.
And
boom. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that'll pop up soon. Okay, so here we are, episode something. I honestly don't know which episode it is because we haven't, what do you call it?
Ooh, good vibes, Twitch, just...
Okay, that's weird. Someone just retweeted us. I don't like being retweeted, it's weird.
Retweeted us.
Hey, you never know, it could be...
Should we pull this up?
Yeah, I can't... Oh, here, I can get ready for Le Bus Factor. Wait, is this way?
Oh, there we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it more.
I'm quite tall. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay, we can see outside now.
How's the audio for people?
Presumably better than that week you did where the audio wasn't working for the first 15 minutes.
Last week? Oh, well, there was that as well.
Yeah, I just uploaded that one. I was trying to upload some of our old episodes and I got to that one and I was like, what the shit? Because like it just starts with you going, and click that, and default. And, okay, I think we can hear him now. And now we're just going to do the intro. Okay, here we are. It was really weird. It was, I couldn't tell like whether the intro was meant to work or whether you were just like, I'll sing the intro.
So
it's hard to tell.
Well, was there actually 15 minutes of silence first?
Yeah, I had to clip it. But
I thought
okay.
I stopped it and restarted. I don't know.
Maybe you did. I don't know. The point is, you said at the start, like, there. No,
it was
actually the third time
I did it.
Yeah.
That particular episode.
So this episode is presumably going better than that episode because that one, not so good.
I mean, last week it was very clicky, like.
Yeah, I think that was exactly the noise it made as well.
Yeah. Well, I just listened to it, so I know what noise it made.
You just listened to it?
Yeah, didn't you see me listening to the old episodes of Bus Factor? I do that from time to time.
What? No, the latest episode we just did was, like, yes, last week was fine, right?
Yeah, didn't it start off...
It did. I clipped it, though. Oh, wait, no, I didn't upload it yet, did I? Shit, I can't remember.
We'll change that to zero.
That wasn't a red light.
Oh, was that a red light? Should we go to instant replay?
There's no way we've got time.
Oh, instant replay. We need to also refresh.
Rejiggy the instant replay? Yeah, no, people can tell how we do the instant replay now. yeah, no, there's no way. I honestly didn't see where it was.
No, I'm pretty sure I told people how I did the instant replay once.
Oh, yeah, the embedded Twitch, yeah.
I mean, it's a nice solution.
It's a solution.
Because we have adult content, we're tagged as adult content, we can't do it anonymously.
Oh, yeah, because you have to be logged in to be able to click the, like, yeah, I'm over 18.
Oh, so now I've worked out how to do that in OBS.
Yeah, with the interactive part.
Yeah.
Because we used to just do a browser capture, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, bad news. Okay, let's move on to this week's stuff, I guess. Which lane do we want to start in? So many options.
The lane's so far over there. Should we start with the InfoSec lane? Okay. Oh, I think we got a Turner.
Nah, it was just a red light, bro.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's a Turner.
Nah, look, we got walkers. Look, there's nuts. It was blockage, mate.
There might be blockage.
Blockage.
I'm still hearing engines revving.
Yeah, it's because it was blocked and they were close to us. It was the close ones. If anyone's got any bus-related news they want us to cover, just let us know.
Yeah, we've got a full bus lane. Full bus lane.
So it's if you want to give us
fullest.
More. So news of the week, what do we got? Let's try and think. What's the top news story of the week? It's probably the Intel Meltdown patches, I am going to guess. Right? Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, that would probably be... good one?
A good one? I mean, it's a big one, right? It's the biggest.
Yeah, I would say of those, it's the biggest.
Yeah,
it's a good number we saw.
Oh,
there.
Did you start recording?
I'm pretty sure I started recording. Stop recording. Yeah, say
yeah,
stop
okay,
recording.
Good,
that means we are recording.
Good. All right, we've got a lot of people listening live as well. So.
Yeah, we can see.
Yeah. Hey, so yeah, let's just It's a week this week, wasn't it, as well? Like, it doesn't feel like a Friday.
One of those might be Metlink. I wonder if Metlink's watching. Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh, yeah! Jesus.
Number 7, 2460.
2460, I think it was.
506 PM. No, it's only four-digit bus numbers. See, that's like 4104.
Yeah, I'll take you. Nice.
I know my buses.
What do you think for this week?
What do I think? It's a slow week. It was raining before, and weather I have found does make an impact.
Just influence the buses.
It's overcast.
What does that mean? We could run the stats, actually. We could, like, running the analytics wouldn't even be that hard.
Yeah, I reckon it wouldn't be. Yeah, like, should we just do it? Shall we make a better solution first?
Yeah, because the problem is maybe overcast makes us pay less attention to the buses. And so then we really need a system which is infallible and counts every red light runner.
Though I think paying attention to the buses also takes into account how much news we have.
Yeah, exactly. So we,
like, if we've got lots of news, then we tend not to look as much, maybe. Yeah.
But so we need an infallible system before we can run these analytics, really. Otherwise, it's going to be biased.
A lot of walkers.
Yeah, there is. I guess it's like, it's not as hot as it has been, so maybe more people want to walk. Like, I know, like, I enjoyed my walk this morning.
Thundering through.
Oh, I guess he had time, but he was going speedy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I could hear it. It sounded...
What?
Did we see any lightning? Nah, lightning would come first.
Huh? What?
I was making it because the bus was thundering.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
What I should do is goodness. Oh my god, there's lightning, and then like 5 minutes later there's a bus rumbling past.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you could do that. You could.
Oh my god, there's lightning.
Get out. Meltdown Spectre. Did you see that? Intel released a thing. Oh, Monday might have been? Might have been Tuesday. And they were just like, hey guys, quick update for you. About those updates that are causing reboots, you should probably stop updating to that version of the microcode.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. Like, it's hard to test for CPU bugs. Like, basically every CPU architecture has massive bugs in it, right? Like, if you looked at occasionally someone will post about just a bug in some CPU architecture. My favorite is when you're like, hey, CPU, what's 2+2? And it'll be like, -5,000,000. And you're like, what? No,
sounds
you can't
like
do
the
that.
Right answer.
It's really annoying.
So was it just reboots this caused, or
the reboots
just crashes?
The way they phrased it was fucking hilarious. This patch may cause a higher than expected number of reboots.
How many reboots do you expect?
I expect zero unless I fucking click reboot. So unexpected number of reboots.
So my laptop after the update has had a like hard crash.
Oh, really?
But I rebooted it by turning it off and turning it back on. Well, it was one of those like weird ones. So I had music playing and like it would play like half a second. Oh, it would play like a second and like go back and play the same bit over and over, and I was like, oh, what's happening? But yeah, like,
I hate
unresponsive.
That one.
I didn't actually try the Magic Sys Rec.
I doubt it would have helped if it's a CPU bug, although, like, who knows what the bug really was.
But, like, when it gets to Magic Sys Rec time, like, just kill it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Fucking open GDB and be like, right, here we are. Start tracing that shit.
I can imagine some people might, but yeah.
Oh yeah, like if I had the skills, I guess I'd do it. Like at least to just have a quick check and be like, hang on, where is this hung?
But during a work day, I'm just like, oh fuck, it's like crashed. Right, yeah. Full reboot. Oh, there's a bit of a queue.
There's a bit of a queue. I don't think anyone's
going to
go.
One more.
Nah,
no one.
It'd be crazy for one to turn up now.
Do you reckon any of these people will look up?
Stop knocking. Is there? There's a guy with a map down there. Thinking like that chick over there kind of looks like she's is she on a phone or something? She might have been good.
Is she in a film or something? Did you say
on a phone or something?
On a phone. No, she looks like she.
Is she giving stuff out or is she just like? I honestly, my eyesight's really bad.
She's drinking some water.
So she's just chilling.
And she's holding a phone. She's
I thought
got
she might
a
have been
backpack over one shoulder.
I thought she might have been like an Uber person. You know how they just chill everywhere and just fucking try and hand shit out all
got,
the time.
She's just got headphones on. Wait, she scratched her leg. We're looking at different people. I'm looking at this one, like, putting the drink bottle
in the bag. No, the fucking one by the McDonald's.
Oh, way over there, the blue shirt one.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if she was like there for any reason, like going to give some shit out, like marketing material.
She's waiting for someone.
Yeah, waiting for someone, yeah. It's like, my eyesight's so bad, I can barely tell.
Also, no one can see either of those two people.
On the camera, yeah. Sorry, guys. Can you see the...
Yeah, we can.
I don't like that camera angle that much, but it's okay.
Yeah, the boss kind of pulled the laptop down to get the shredder and...
Yeah, jeez. Oh, I really want to see a turner hit someone, you know? I think that would be great. It's got to happen.
It's going to happen.
Nah, easy. Walkers. We got walkers.
These guys. I love how, like, turners happen and people aren't, like, expecting it and then, like... I'm not going to go now, even though it looks clear.
Yeah, because they get nervous. They're like, hang on, if that can happen.
Their facial expressions are like, oh, yeah, there she goes. The potential Uber crossing in front of the bus.
The potential Uber. I don't know if I call it that.
Well, that's what you thought.
But yeah, it was hard
to
tell.
We don't get many of those like Uber handing out people.
We get like a few of them. They're not always Uber, but
chuggers. I did see a Uber Eats person handing out vouchers the other day.
Yeah, it's really annoying because I'm like, I already have Uber. I don't want to like, what do I even say to you? Just like, I already have you. Go away. But I'm like, gosh.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a middle-class white male. I shouldn't have to put up with other people trying to give me shit, okay?
There's so many in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm middle class. Okay, upper middle class.
Whoa, upper.
Upper middle class.
How many houses do you own?
I work in IT, motherfucker. I own one and rent one, which, let me tell you, is a bad idea. Don't do that. Like, financially, it's just retarded.
But you're buying another, aren't you?
I mean, not in the near future. I've got to try and pay off a bit of the old one first. I don't want to fucking own two houses. Jesus Christ. I can, like, fucking struggle to pay for one. Like, I could do it. Maybe I should. I don't know. It's a tough decision. I should have invested in Bitcoin maybe 5 years ago, and then I could afford fucking every house. If I just dropped like $2,000 in Bitcoin 5 years ago, how much would I have? What, like 200,000? Right, something like that.
If you dropped $2,000 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What was it 5 years ago? It was like, I think that was before it even got to 1,000.
Yeah, it would have been like maybe 500 at that point, 200?
I think it was like 100.
100?
5 years ago.
So if I drop in 2K, that's 20 Bitcoin? 20 Bitcoin right now?
Well, Bitcoin's like 15K now.
Oh, what's 20 times 15?
We've just been showing a hashtag first world problems.
Hashtag first world problems. I like saying hashtag about everything. I'll just be like, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
the whole bus factor is just first world problems because, like...
Oh, kind of. Like, IT problems are first worldish, but...
Oh, I'm talking about the buses.
Oh, the buses. Yeah, but, like, buses are running through red lights. Yeah, fucking...
Third world people are like, what are buses?
Yeah. No, actually, buses are really common in the third world, right?
Yeah, I suppose they are.
Red lights, on the other hand... Oh, look at this birdie motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
right
bird?
Here.
No, goose.
Yeah, well, that's a bird.
Well, yeah, it's a... Whoa, red light bicycle. Cyclist. Can't put it on the telly.
Yeah, it's only buses. News stories, though. Let's try and get back to some news. I only thought it caused reboots. It might have caused instability. I mean, like, when you're dealing with that kind of fucking patch, like, what do you expect, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't do that for a living, writing CPU microcode.
Yeah, so I always wonder, talk about my crash for a bit. Like, you know the ones where they, like, cycle the music? Like, you're playing music and they cycle that. It kind of makes it seem like the CPU is still doing something, like...
Nah, because it's the audio card, the audio driver at that point, right?
Yeah, I suppose. But what's controlling that?
It just runs itself. It's like got its own. I don't know. I guess it counts as a CPU. So it has a buffer, right?
So it just has a
X amount of memory.
Yeah. So it's just playing
across the samples.
That buffer over and over.
I presume so. So at whatever you have, like an X second buffer.
Yeah. I always wonder with those, like, will it come back from this? Because sometimes it does.
Yeah, I'm actually not 100% sure here, but I think the problem is like if the CPU doesn't copy new data and it'll keep playing the old stuff. So if the issue is just like a deadlock in the CPU for 10 seconds, then after 10 seconds, it could come back and start copying the new data.
Yeah.
That being said, like generally music, like audio on CPUs is a pretty high priority. Like they don't want that to lag. So if a CPU is like given up on trying to copy audio across, it's not looking good.
Yeah, I ran a system with real-time audio once.
How'd that work?
It was pretty good. Other stuff got quite slow. Like, you would notice a lag in just other things.
If you played any music.
Yeah, like, yeah. Music definitely had priority. I'm like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, because we, with this, it's like not real time, right? The audio setup we have. And you can, I mean, we have to configure it to try and get the delay down so we can do the monitoring. But even now, you can hear this echo, which is...
Yeah, and I mean, when we hit the other headphones as well, we've currently only got the one. But when we hit the other, you could hear like even maybe more. Like half a second.
Yeah, it was pretty annoying. I would like to move to a full analog system, because then there's no CPU to worry about, right? How nice is that?
Mm.
We'd need to drop some significant money. So follow us on Patreon and pay us lots of fucking money.
Yeah, we've actually...
we do have a Patreon we need to thank. Two of them. One of them we need to thank.
Well, Flag Security. Well, we're thanking all of them at the end.
Well, yeah, but I feel like we meant to name them. So Black Flag Security.
Yeah. Oh, there's one of those buses with the bikes on the front.
With the bikes on the front?
Yeah, so this green bus has a bike on the front.
Like a, you can put a bike on, like,
yeah. So the the Newlands buses, you can put bikes on the front. Only the Newlands buses.
How many can fit?
I think up to three.
That's pretty good. Like, the chance of three people on a bus riding a bike is like fairly low.
Yeah,
unless it's like raining or something, and they're all people are just like, fuck it, I want a bus home.
How many phones does she have?
I count two. Is it's someone in the office? I don't know. Do you know where she is? Like, who she is? Or
she just walked in. The boss walked out and she walked in at the
she
same time.
She fucking tailgated? I don't know if it counts as tailgating.
Yeah, but like, if the boss didn't notice the tailgate. Oh my God, did you see those kids nearly like getting run over?
Those ones there?
Yeah, they like jumped in front of the bus. They were like, oh shit, there's a bus. Let's stop.
But wasn't it?
It was a red, but.
It was red, yeah.
They looked a bit taken
like,
aback.
They didn't notice it and then they were like, ah. Yeah,
it is kind of scary when you don't notice stuff, even if it's like completely safe, but you don't notice.
I know. You know what really gets me? The Linux kernel. Whenever I deal with the subsystem, I'm like, holy shit, jeez. This is fucking, I don't know what's going on here. Turn around and there's some fucking rogue macros there. Jesus Christ, where'd that come from? Oh shit, this is expanding weirdly.
No, I mean like when you're crossing the road and like it's a red light, so it's like fine to cross. But then you cross and you like look and there's like traffic.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, right, so what number do we
fucking
have?
Easy.
Number 14.
4231 possibly.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Number 14.
5:19 PM.
Fuck yeah, that was easy. Easy red.
Got my heart rate up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you did you see the thing on the it was like a campaign to stop people like jaywalking, I guess. It was dumb. They just put big speakers up so that if you're crossing the road
in Wellington?
No, it was just like some European city.
Right. I was gonna say.
There's like hidden speakers and if you walk when the man's green, they'll just play the speakers of a huge vehicle.
Shit. Yeah,
like,
this
screeching.
Happened to me, I think, once.
Fuck off. Really?
Yeah, like when we're in Europe. Yeah. I seem to recall this.
You like crossed on a red and then there was a big and you thought you were about to be hit by a car.
Yeah, I think it was when I was in UK.
Yeah.
I don't know. This person could verify, but I don't know.
Doesn't look like she's verifying. She doesn't remember it. She has no idea. You fucking lying scum.
Oh, I fucking remember
it. It's hilarious, but also mean because like when I jaywalk, it's not like I'm just like, hey, derp, derp, walk across the road. Like
I'm definitely looking.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks like it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that counts. That counts. It's unfair, but it counts.
I just don't even know. 763. That bus had like not much on it. Yeah. 8:20 PM.
I'm just realizing with the light how it is today, they can probably see us. Because you know how we used to get the bus drivers who could clearly see us. He's not waving. Oh my goodness.
You gotta wave for us, Stephen.
I'm not gonna fucking wave. I already like I'm getting like social anxiety just knowing that you guys are waving. So the one I was looking at looks like it was in France, but it's funny because you know people who cross in a red light you're like there are no cars coming, so you walk and you hear a screeching sound and your brain is like you're gonna die. There's a car you didn't see.
So it's kind of funny those random things that. So I think it's mainly like Europeans that do it.
Do the screechy things.
Like, yeah,
this
stuff
was like
that.
This a short traffic safety thing. This wasn't like long term.
Well, I saw a similar thing where people were parking in handicap car parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they
So I just thought some pretty evil thoughts, some pretty like insensitive things.
Wow.
I just think, fuck.
You have to say it now. No, all right, fine.
I'm just thinking, like, what noises do they play?
No, sorry. Jeez. Timmy! Stephen, I can't believe you did that.
Oh,
yes!
Oh,
yes!
Oh.
1-3-1-2.
1-3-1-2, Valley Flyer.
Valley
Jesus.
Flyer, 5:22 p.m.
That was bad.
No, like it might be a replacement bus.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Sometimes
oh, we're also the 26th of January 2018 just for all of the ones that we've already said. Nah, so you pull into a handicap park,
yeah,
and there's a camera that detects whether you have a handicap tag,
yeah,
or not.
And if it doesn't, it smashes your fucking windscreen.
If it doesn't, it projects a hologram of some guy in a wheelchair being like, "Stop."
Jesus Christ, that's confrontational.
Yeah. And like all these people like drive in, they're like, whoa, shit, nearly going to crash into some guy in a wheelchair.
Speaking of transport, I really like the things at the Sydney Tunnel back when I was living there, like many years ago now, they occasionally had problems where someone, like a bus or whatever, would ignore all the signs that are like, don't go in here if you're taller than this. Don't fucking do it. Don't do it.
Really?
Don't do it. Yeah, there's like 20 of them. And they people just fucking just ignore them all. Okay, they'd have flashing red lights if they detected you're above the height. Flashing red lights being like, fucking stop, don't do it. And people would just fucking drive in and smash it like crazily.
If you are a tall vehicle, you should just know.
You should know your height, yeah.
Like, but I learned to drive in a van and I knew it was 1.9 meters tall.
So if you see a 1.5 sign, you're like, don't go there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but so, okay, what they ended up doing at some point was. They put in these things where they would drop down massive sheets of water. Have you seen those ones?
Yeah.
So rather than just flashing red lights, because I presume if you're a sleepy truck driver who's never done this route before and you're sleepy, you're just going to be like, fuck the lights. Whereas if you see what you think is like a fucking wall in front of you, you'll be like, Jesus, stop.
Yeah. And you go through and you're like, oh, it's just water. Oh, it's fine. I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
Fuck, they'll be like kind of weird, like just driving into a waterfall.
Yeah, I mean, most people would stop because they'd be like, whoa, what is that? But yeah. Okay, more information security news, I reckon. That's what's on my plate.
All right. What's next on the InfoSec plane?
I honestly can't see it. What was on the top? Are you leaving now?
The top was...
Okay, catch you later.
Should we do the second to top?
Do we want anything? No, we got beer here. We're good. We're good. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, geez.
You just wrote a
desk.
Blog post, didn't you?
Oh, is that one? Is it? Yeah, okay. Someone wrote a blog post. I don't know who. I'm feeling good about this.
Oh, yeah, easy. 1471.
I was hoping there'd be another.
Number 84.
He's still in it.
Red Joe is... That window is too blurry. BSJ164.
Yeah, it looks like it.
At 5:24 p.m. on the 26th of January...
2018. Yeah, so someone wrote a blog post. I like this one. Let's just discuss it briefly because I like yanking my own chain. So, like, you know, when we test clients and, like, most of them who have Cloudflare, they suck at configuring it. So they're like, oh, but Cloudflare in front. And then, like, you can just access the origin IP directly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cloudflare knows this is an issue. And to be, like, there are certain cases where this matters, right? A lot of the sites I run, I don't give a shit about that.
You know what I think Cloudflare should do?
Okay, what do you think?
So
we haven't described the problem yet, but carry on.
Yeah, but like, well, there's the problem of clients that have some origin IP that they shouldn't be allowing connections from.
Yeah.
Well, except from Cloudflare.
Direct connection. Yeah, so a lot of people are in a firewall.
Cloudflare
yeah.
should have like another thing that they don't publish as a Cloudflare IP and try and connect from that and be like, you guys are fucked up. Oh, this one.
Nah, you're all good.
Oh,
okay,
that was a long
I see what you're saying. So
but yeah,
add like, a little warning saying, like, so basically just add a little UI indicator being like, warning your origin IP is exposing this website.
Yeah, at least from some... random like
yeah I think that's reasonable. That's actually not a bad idea. I don't know if they would invest in that, but I do kind of like that idea. That's good.
$5 a month DigitalOcean, that's all it needs.
I mean, fucking Cloudflare needs more than that. $5 a month DigitalOcean
just to kill
fuck yeah. Have you seen how many clients they have?
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, they would need a shit ton of, like, they would need more than a $5 DO.
But you only need to kill it once. Like,
No, you wouldn't be routing
curl
traffic
it every time they change the IP address, and potentially more. I would say at least once a day, maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Like when
maybe
they load
the $10 a month plan.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea, but no. So the even here's the problem with that. Is that even if you have a firewall that blocks any non-Cloudflare IPs, which we do have when we test clients who configure them like that. It's not often, but it does happen. There's actually, it's like really simple, right? There's also another feature called Origin Authenticator Pulls. So when they do a pull, like they call it a pull when they access your server, basically. When they do that, they'll just send a client cert and you can configure your server to be like, unless you have the client cert, don't do it. And that way, even if Cloudflare like recycles their IPs and like it goes to some other dude from fucking Bulgaria, he doesn't get all your shit.
Yeah.
The problem is this is just one key. So like, there's one Cloudflare cert, that's it. If you just sign up on Cloudflare for newsite.com and you point the IP address, yeah, give me one, hook a brother up for a beer. If you just point that IP address at the origin IP that you've found through other means, even if they get it firewalled, now you can access their site, right? So you just go to fucking yoursite.com, which you've configured on Cloudflare to point to their origin IP, and firewalling, accepted. TLS authenticator pulls, accepted. Bad, you can load it.
Easy.
Easy as pie. And I can't believe I haven't seen this technique documented anywhere, because the Cloudflare help page actually says explicitly, if you enable this, you'll guarantee that all the requests will go through Cloudflare's state-of-the-art WAF and caching, which is wrong. That's not an opinion, that's wrong.
But they've said it. This is what will happen. Are you saying they're wrong?
They're wrong, yeah, they're wrong. This is a misleading claim. It's flat-out wrong. But like, I can see how they made the mistake, but it is wrong.
I wonder if Cloudflare is listening to us.
I doubt it. But like, so I was looking at the Medium stats. Like, have you posted on Medium before? They give you...
No, I've debated doing it, but yeah.
It seemed okay. Someone else suggested Ghost, which I picked Medium because people seem to use it, but I'd be fine with whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I set up a Ghost one for me and never really used it.
Ghost seems less popular, so...
Yeah, well, I set up my own private Ghost as well, which... yeah, pretty much. It was a bitch.
I'll use GitHub Pages if I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Which I have done. I've got like GitHub Pages.
But, yeah, my friend does that.
You've got referrers in there, right? And I was like kind of looking at the referrers. So direct link... /email/im is like almost there's like 477 Reddits. I'm pulling that fucking it's 400 and something Reddit links and like 300 direct links. And I'm kind of like, fuck, how many people are sending out direct links to each other? Like, I don't know. It could just be referrers are turned off, I guess, but they might count that as a direct link. I was like, kind of like, shit, is like someone emailed out a big organization or something? Like, if you're at Cloudflare and you email the security team being like, hey guys, check out this blog post about us. Or not at Cloudflare if you're at any other Pendosing company. Maybe that would
I
do
think
it?
If you, yeah, like if you're just emailing it out.
Yeah, no referrer.
Like when you email it to us, yeah, like when we click on it, I don't think the referrer gets sent.
From email. So it's a web server thing. Gmail sends the header that says, don't send referrers when you click links.
Yeah.
Our Mattermost instance does not send that referrer. So you get the full referrer, which leaks the server name, channel you're in.
Yeah, I did see you say that.
If you got in a DM, it leaks that. It's fucking retarded. Like, I'm all for open source, but fucking, oh my God. Like, there's a reason Slack is, like, popular. It's because they're more polished. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had like a full play on this Mattermost.
It's just, I don't know, it looks like.
Whatever. I reckon I'll just pop it pretty quick.
I don't think so. I don't think you'll pop it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Here we are. Well, you want to put some money to that?
Should we write it up on the whiteboard? How much money?
I don't know. Dinner? I mean, lunch.
Dinner? You want to take me for dinner?
Oh, fuck. I meant lunch.
I think I need to organize a free lunch at some point.
Yeah, tell you what, I'll give you that free lunch.
No, like for another job.
Yeah, I know that. I know. I'll let you have that free lunch if you do it.
You'll let me have it.
Yeah.
You'll let me have the free lunch that the boss pays for while you also get a free lunch.
Yeah.
How generous of you.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the Cloudflare thing. I'm surprised it hasn't been like linked before, and it's a sweet technique if any of you guys want to. So Black Hats can use it as well, or like bug bounty people, actually. It'd probably be super handy for bug bounties because I don't think it violates any terms of service for anyone. And you can just bypass Cloudflare. Like, everyone knows, it's just annoying to have Cloudflare in front.
So how do you find the origin IP?
Use whatever technique you want.
Because you do require to know the origin IP, right?
You do. So there's like a fucking thousand techniques. The one I really like is just do a password reset and check the email headers.
Best way, right?
I fucking love that way. It's good. But a lot of people use like SendGrid and stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
So if they do that, it doesn't work. But still, like, I like it. It's super handy. There's like a bunch of other ones, you know, I just check the old DNS records. There's like a bunch of tools that'll scrape for it. I don't know. Pretty sweet.
Are you releasing any tools?
No. But you don't need to, it's not really toolable. It's just like, hey guys, sign up for Cloudflare.
Yeah.
I just like used an old Cloudflare kind of headlining around as well.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like one of those what are they even called? Domain jacking?
I wouldn't call it that. I get what you're kind of...
It's not like the same, but it's kind of similar. Like you're using a cloud provider to...
To get them to route your traffic.
Yeah.
It's a different class, but it does have similarities, I guess, in terms of kind of like... But the thing is like who changes something to fix this, right? As if you are the guy running a site, like you don't really have any choice. Like there's no protection against this. So... Like, a dude running a site can't really fix it. He can't change anything. Well, he can't do anything. But then Cloudflare...
Oh, we got a bird!
Oh, it's a little birdie. Cloudflare also kind of can't do much. Like, my preferred fix, right, is just to make TLS authentic... Origin authenticated pools site-specific.
Man, so last light cycle, there was one bus, and now there's four buses.
Wow.
It's real weird.
I mean, weird. I don't know if I call it weird.
I just really want to know how all the buses are, like, in the rest of the city. Like, how they backed up. Oh, man, imagine if we had, like, a dashboard people could go to and see where all the buses were. Like, Metlink do have that API that you can see, like, with a bit of delay where all the buses are.
Yeah, I hear the company who provides it fucking reams them for it. Like, it's not Metlink fucking up, it's their provider. It's just, like, they charge them a lot of money. Like, I've dealt with them before, and they're just shitty companies. It's like there's some Australian one in their case, I think.
Oh, there's another little birdie.
Oh, he's creeping. He's a creepy birdie. What is it? The thing. Dude, is it something you want to talk about on the podcast?
Do you want to be a guest speaker?
Guest speaker. Wait, what's the time? How are we going for time?
34.
Okay, and we're about halfway through the news?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, that's good. Let me guess, I bet he's going to bring over a thing that does the exact thing you were talking about, where it just displays for the buses.
Oh, man, I hope so.
Is it going to be that? Oh, no, this is API docs.
Yeah, it's the exact same.
Yeah, it's the API, yeah. I thought it was going to be the app that did it, but yeah.
Yeah, make us a map, like a real-time one.
That shows the buses. Oh my god, then we can look at it while we're doing it and we'll have two screens. Oh, we'll have like another little in the corner.
Don't do it now. Like, that'll take ages.
We're going to have a 1080p canvas.
Oh man, I kind of want to do that.
It'd be kind of
handy. Should I do it this weekend? Nah.
It's like, it's annoying to do though because you needed like the amount of API calls that ban you.
Oh.
You need an API call for giving me the location of every bus, which they just won't provide. So like, it's like kind of tough. We only really need to track the ones that are coming on routes.
Distributed
API calls, yeah. $20 on DO. Or
we know they're not listening to us, so we can just talk about exactly how.
They could be listening.
They could be listening, you reckon?
We could just get a bunch of, if they have an API.
Hey, Metlink, all your buses are running red lights and you don't care.
We know that.
Yeah, so they don't care, so they won't watch.
Yeah, but they might. They might still watch. They might want to know how many. They might like watch.
This one. Yeah, Airport boy. Flyer.
Yeah, boy. Airport Flyer 91.
2510.
I'm going to play with FC, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What time is it? 5:35 p.m., 26th of January, 2018.
2018. Okay, what other news have we got there?
Oh, man. Imagine the automated system that we're going to have that just detects a bus and just reads out all that information over the monitors. And we're like, oh, a bus just ran a red light.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be so good when we get that. And then it'll send the email in real time to Metlink. We've just detected a bus went through a red light.
And then we can just like start franchising to other
Yeah,
offices.
Once we get it done, we'll I do want to set up multiple like locations. That'd be sweet. Actually, I want to go to Melbourne and do the Bus Factor Australia.
Yeah, I could be keen. When are you going to Melbourne?
Next con, I guess. I don't know. Like, B-Sides Melbourne is meant to be happening, but who knows when. So there's Auslocon there. Oh, it's renamed Auscon now, I think it is.
Yeah, because I'm not going...
I'm not going to Auscon.
In a month or two. But then I'm also away in, like... Later in the year.
Yeah, I mean, like, if UnrestCon happens, I think I'd definitely go to that. UnrestCon was really great last time.
Like, I might struggle getting to any cons this year.
Wow, I mean, how long are you away for? 2 months?
Yeah, honeymoon 2 months.
Yeah.
I've been, like, busy these first 2 months of the year. Fuck, we haven't even finished.
Yo, I haven't done any cons yet, have I? But there haven't been that many. There's Crikey, right?
Yeah, Crikey.
Crikey's been, yeah.
I think it's been. It's like because that's one I normally go to, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite early and I've been busy. Sorry, Crikey people.
What other cons are there, just in case anyone's listening? There's Crikey.
Crikey, B-Sides Canberra, Whack-On.
B-Sides Canberra, I've got to that.
Rest.
Whack-On, nothing this year so far, though.
Yeah, Whack-On, well, they're normally like May, June.
Yeah, you'd expect to hear something by now.
Which, yeah, I mean, if it's the same time, I probably can't make it.
Yeah, but I just mean, they normally announce it before now, don't they?
Yeah.
UnrestCon, nothing. I doubt that's going to be in the next 6 months. So that leaves...
Platypus.
Platypus, probably, but it's more the end of the year.
I think that's all the Australian ones I've done.
B-Sides Melbourne at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot more Melbourne ones coming up. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Can we get a second?
Yeah, that's it. 907-84. Bus number 84. Route number 84. 907 for the bus. 5:38 p.m.
2016 was 2 years ago.
26th of the first. 2018. Why did you just say 2016 was 2 years ago? That was weird.
It was, right?
Yeah, but...
Because I mean...
One plus one is two!
I meant to say 2018, but then I messed it up.
Did you see how I just said one plus one is two? Which is right, but it's also weird that I said it.
Yeah, but if you meant to say 2018 and you accidentally said 2016...
Four minus two is two!
Like, 2016 was a nice month. I mean, yeah. Fuck me.
Oh my God.
2017 sounds ugly to say. 2017. Ugh. 2016. That sounds nice. 2017. Ugh.
Imagine.
All the people.
Put on your imagining hat. Okay. Imagine the Metlink API was really good.
Okay.
And we also had the city council API for the traffic lights or something.
Oh, fucking no. Jesus Christ. There is no API for traffic lights. Well, who would use that?
Imagine if we could put those... Oh, this guy.
Oh, easy, mate.
Yeah.
Oh! Jesus.
84332 and
4223. 4223.
4223, route number 8.
Fucking hell.
And Checkers dash cam for the bus in front.
Yeah, they were both bad. Fucking jeez.
Four, so two.
You know, you peaked at that point. You'd got red lines, the mic. They're pretty easy to read line, actually.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're tuned for our talking voices, not our screaming voices. Yeah. That pigs for quite a while.
Yeah, it's because it's like the average. Stop. We have a pretty heavy compressor on here as well, so. I don't think
we're already up to 9 buses.
Is it really? Oh, a lot more than I was expecting.
And I did reset it to zero. I remember doing that.
You're pretty consistent. Like, we've had one every like life cycle or two, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think every couple we get one.
The Turner's especially bad.
But yeah, so if we had API for the traffic lights, because
the mailing one is also not up to date at all. But yes.
But imagine if we could report based on that.
They would just tell us to fuck off.
Oh!
1318.
1318.
Oh my God, double digits? 5:41
p.m.
2018. Jesus.
26th of January 2018 minus 2 plus 2.
Double digits.
10.
Yeah, you're right. That would be funny, I guess.
Fuck, we haven't had double digits in a while.
I don't think we have in a while. All right, let's more news. How many news have we got left? You're right. How much news have we got left?
I heard it like power.
Stop. Don't touch him. Yeah, like one of those could be one of our audio interfaces.
Yeah, that.
Stop touching it. Yeah, it's just one of the. It's like the shitty.
This boy. Okay. Next on the story, should we talk about BSD?
How many stories are left? That's what I'm asking.
How many stories are left? Two, plus that first one that I'm a bit.
What's the first one? Oh, okay, yeah, okay. So we'll do the other two. Yeah, fair enough. We can leave that one out if we.
Yeah. If we've got time, we can talk about it.
Well, if we need to talk about it, yeah. Yeah, okay. So the BSD one. So old mate Silvio.
Creator of Bitcoin, as some people might know.
He is the creator of Bitcoin. Celebrity chef. He's one Master Chef, I think. And he also created an exploit.
Has he actually won Master Chef? I don't know, like, truth.
Check out his Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah, I just don't know truth.
No, check out his Wikipedia page.
The wiki page says he created Bitcoin.
Yeah? You do not... He is Satoshi Nakamoto.
Why is it not linked from Satoshi Nakamoto's page, then?
Well, fucking, you don't want to make it too obvious, do you? Kind of keeping it on the down low. Oh, mate, Silvio's just
keeping
it... Do you
know if he actually won MasterChef?
He's a celebrity chef, mate. Is this liberty shit, mate?
I'll get him to cook me something.
What was I saying? Yeah, he also wrote some exploit for Apache back in the olden days. So you should be sure to tell him about
that. He's done a lot of things in his time.
Yeah, he's actually like way pro. I went to one of his trainings once and it was one of his hardware hacking ones.
Yeah, I did his hardware hacking.
Oh, is that the one we did together?
Yeah. Did we? In like the old warehouse down in Perth somewhere?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, and then the guys like did like the random
fucking
explosives.
Yeah.
That was so fucking weird. I was just like, what the
loud.
Fuck am I doing?
I was like, I can't even handle how loud this is. Like it was fucking loud. Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, we did that.
Like, what was the pretense for that? They were just like, oh, we've got some shit we want to blow up, so
yeah,
it
was like high voltage stuff. It wasn't like gunpowder. It was just like overvolting some caps. Might have been exploding caps.
Yeah, I think it was caps.
Like fucking massive caps, though.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't remember what the biggest one was, but like I was just like, fucking holy hell. Shit. And they were like getting earmuffs on, and I'm like,
should we get them? Okay. Oh, yeah, they gave us like these, like shitty little foam ones, the like... 30-cent ones, yeah. No, his training was really good, actually. Like, he's fucking... And he did that fucking talk where he was talking about, like, fucking decapping CPUs and shit. Like, he's one badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bamp. What's that, sorry? Silvio Cesare. Silvio Cesare? He's, like, famous in the hacking scene. He's been around for a while. He's, like, spoken at DEF CON. He runs B-Sides Canberra. Yeah, he's that guy. Well, he runs it with his wife. And there's other people in the organizing, I think. But, yeah. Wise badass too. Fucking
yeah,
Kylie's.
She's pretty good. Into the networking.
Yeah. Makes me fucking, like, I'm like, it just makes me feel like, not like incompetent, but I'm like.
You are.
Well, comparatively, yeah, but.
You are.
Shut up. Find a real bug, fucking XSS boy. Jesus Christ.
You did not just say that. I've found real bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen my Hacker One income.
Yeah, true. Mr. runs a fuzzer and gets money for it.
Yeah, that's right. Damn right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nonetheless, so I didn't read the entire post, so I might be missaying stuff about him, the bugs. I believe he was like doing some source code auditing and they were looking at NetBSD. Back in the olden days, he found a bunch of bugs in some of the BSDs.
Olden days.
Yeah, he's old, man. I mean, he's not super old. He's like just older than me, I guess. Yeah, he's older. He's not old, though.
I think anyone can be.
Older than me?
Yep.
Yeah. So it looked like he found like some stuff back then, and he just basically went through NetBSD and found a bunch of the same bug. But he found... I'm going to fuck up the number here. It was like 7 or 17 of these bugs or something across all their drivers.
22 before.
Yeah, like he also found like some that were found through automated analysis and some that were found through manual analysis, buffer overflows. I don't know. It's good stuff anyway. And I'm just like, finding that many bugs in NetBSD and this, like, I mean, like, I get it. Like, the driver trees are not well checked, right? You can do the same thing with Linux.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like,
still, I mean, like, I'm not doing it for Linux.
You look at the Linux bugs and, like, they're just like, this has been an issue for, like, this many releases.
Yeah.
These buses are really slow. I'm gonna say
safe. Right. He was past the first line. They were going really slow though.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I think the first one was going like real slow.
First one was a Bus Factor listener.
Oh yeah. Hey, Mr. Bus Factor Bus.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get access. Do you remember when we had the SDR here? Stuff.
Yeah. We still got it. We just haven't set it up.
We set it up again.
To listen to the buses? Because we needed like get more info for that.
We got a bunch of info. I'm not sure we've none got enough.
Believe me, none of, like I tried. I fucking tried. I don't know what how you listen to the buses, but it's not through any of the like publicly available frequencies.
No, I thought we found the frequency, but it was digital, and we just had to write a plugin or whatever software not we were using to decode.
The frequencies that are listed online are the old ones, like when it was the old bus company.
Oh, yeah, back when it was Stagecoach.
Yeah, but they don't seem to use those anymore.
Yeah.
We need to just...
Should we just steal a bus?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's the best idea.
We shouldn't say that because if someone actually steals a bus, then we might get done for it.
You really think the police would do that? Just blame someone who didn't commit a crime because it seemed like the easiest way to deal with it?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes!
Oh, yeah, boy. Oh,
look at him go.
Whoa.
647.
647. Yeah. UL5844 number plate.
And that's 5:48 p.m. on 26th of January 2018.
11. That's fucking double digits and some.
Got my heart rate up again.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sitting down now. I'm fucking over it. It's the end of the week. I'm drinking my beer. I'm fucking done. It's hot in here as well. The AC's turned off.
Yeah. We can probably go push the button.
Yeah, we could. Anyway, yeah, he's got some bugs in their BSD. It's pretty sweet. I don't know. Like, I want to go to fucking Canberra every weekend to be part of their, like, sweet little fucking hackerspace.
Yeah, they have sec talks and shit like that.
Yeah, and, like, they do, like, they've got a CTF team going, which sounds fucking badass.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. In little old Canberra, like, I wouldn't expect it in Canberra.
Well, I don't know how many people they've got. Like, maybe, how many are on the CTF team? Like, 8 or something? Kylie and Silvio, and then a bunch of other people, like, who I presume I've met, but, I don't know. Yeah, but they're like talking about these CTS. I'm like, fucking, I don't know shit about any of that.
I suppose it's not the same idea, but you had an idea to get better at kernel hacking, Linux kernel.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to go back and just like get the earliest version of Linux you can find and understand that. Because early version is much more simple.
Yeah, it probably had like 2 lines of code.
Two. Nah, yeah.
Like probably 3 like 1,000 maybe.
Yeah, it's like understandable. And then basically I think when you're at that point, not only can you understand it, but you can probably write an exploit for it.
Did you do any operating system courses in uni?
I only did second year, so I did the second year operating system courses.
Right, yeah.
They do Minix, right, normally.
Yeah, I did like a weird educational one called like Nachos or something.
Oh. And like, Minix? You, like, people use Minix
build
for
it
educational.
Yourself. Oh, this one was for. Like you build it yourself. But yeah like I'll be keen to like.
Because Minix is like implement process switching yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like designed for that at least.
But yeah, like getting something like that, just working out how an operating system kind of works, then kind of building up and like looking at.
It's a little bit of different of a thing. Like I would want to do it for the exploit dev. Side of it, especially because you get to see how not only do you get to see how the kernel evolved, but you get to like each exploit mitigation, you get to see how that works and how it prevents previous exploits. You know, like ROP, I get the idea of ROP. Honestly, I haven't done much ROP exploitation because I just don't do memory corruption, right? But being able to look at each of the defenses that made that necessary and kind of like see how they're implemented, see when they were implemented. Like flaws in the implementation. I think it'd be like a useful learning experience. I don't think it's a good use of time though, is the problem.
Yeah, probably not. You did the micro corruption CTF, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't finish it. Like,
how far through did you get? I don't think I got the last 2.
No, I didn't even get that far. Like, it's hard to know how far I got through, but like,
I suppose I got to the point where I was like, there's only one left I can't see.
Yeah.
and the one I'm working on, which I probably lost the notes.
Yeah, like the other thing is if you leave those for too long, it takes a while to get back into it. Like I've done Smash a Stack, IO, although it's Net Garage now. IO don't
Net Garage. Oh, yeah, it's like changed.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, and like each time I have to go back and I really have to be motivated to get into it properly. Otherwise, I just like kind of lose interest.
You almost have to do it all at once, I reckon.
Yeah, or at least be practicing those skills on a more regular basis. Like I don't do any memory corruption for work. I presume you don't really either.
Not for work. I was for the bug bounties, but
and even then, that's like not super in depth stuff.
Yeah, it's more. I find something that breaks. Can I do anything with it?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, like it's either really simple or like too hard, and I'm like, just like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, you're like, fuck. I can always see AAP is controlled here, so. Exploitable, or it's like fuck me trying to trace down where AIP is getting sent from.
Yeah, pretty much. And like you never really get the middle cases, which are like
where it's like
interesting just, to like it's possible, but it's kind of an interesting path to go down.
Yeah like CTFs are designed to be fun, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite good at CTFs. I haven't actually done a CTF in
I'm shit at CTFs,
a while.
Man, I just am the worst at CTFs.
You've seen me go up on stage. One a few times. I
don't remember.
Came second.
In which one?
KiwiCon one.
KiwiCon individual, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, the thing
is. They worded it weirdly. They were like, first place is this guy, and second place is this guy, but we were really first equal.
Then why did they say one was first?
Oh, I just don't know.
I don't think you were. Like, probably he sold them first or something. They normally do that. Tiebreakers.
Nah, same points, and I got all the ones first. So, like, if anything, I should have been first.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like, every like CTF write-ups, I'm like, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I gotcha.
But you really have to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah, like, doing them, I'm bad at doing it. I'm bad at doing it.
Oh! That was a late crazy. Fucking orange. There was like none of the entire cycle. Then some guy came in an orange.
Old mate, the living kids can.
Hey,
we got one more news story here, I think. The thing with Sylvia is cool, but yeah. One more news story. This is the, how do you say it?
Asus? Asus. I would say Asus.
Asus?
Asus?
Asus.
Asus? Nah, Asus. I would say Asus.
Asus. Regardless, ASUS.
So ASUS have some routers.
They do have routers. Looks like the first one they got dropped was the high end routers, which run a SWRT.
Jesus, I'm gonna kill you.
That's what it's called, a SWRT. I presume it's based off like OpenWRT and all that stuff. It's got like a bug. Someone just went through and it's got open source. It's GPL'd, so someone went through the source. Their HTTP handler checks whether you're logged in. If you're not logged in, it'll be like, okay, you need to do, it's got like a block there, right? Or like a small code. But it'll handle post requests and then exit. Like it's like, you're not authenticated, so handle the post request. I don't know the reason for it. I presume they were like, oh, memory, we need to like free the memory and stuff. So just handle the post and then exit before we deal with like the kind of rendering part of it.
Yeah.
Which, that's a problem. If your post handling has side effects, which people found requests that do, there's one where you can, it's like the VPN upload configuration. It lets you set values directly in the NVRAM. So it's like a bit weird. I guess it kind of makes sense. Like your VPN upload needs to be able to set config variables. But it's like it's weirdly low level. I wouldn't implement it like that, I guess. Nonetheless, you can set one that just like changes the admin password. Or you can set like this QA/dev flag that just enables a daemon that lets you send root commands to it over UDP. So like not a security issue when it's like it.
Oh, I mean that last one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but you have to enable it. It's off by default. There's no way to turn it on from the GUI. The only
why
way
does it
on,
exist though?
They suggested QA/dev. Which kind of makes sense. Yeah, I would probably turn that. I'd probably just like set a compile flag for that rather than a runtime flag.
Yeah, like having it there in a production system seems weird.
Yeah, but that being said, if you can reset the admin password, you can enable SSH and just log in. So, you know, it doesn't really gain you much if you disable it. And, you know.
Yeah. But then sometimes you might not have an admin password. You might just have an admin cookie.
Yeah, which means you can enable SSH and restart.
Not log in because you don't know the password.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Unlikely. You could probably just change the password.
I think most things require you to have knowledge of the old password.
Some
even
do,
if
yeah.
you're admin.
But I bet you could just download a copy of the config.
Because the thing I always
think
is... But
if you're an admin, dump the config.
Web admin should not equal shell admin.
I think for some systems that makes sense and for some it doesn't. A router, I don't think that makes sense.
I think for pretty much all systems, you should assume that. Like, if you've got the password, sure, it can be the same password for both. But if you have access to... Say if there was XSS.
Yeah.
You suddenly now have web admin access because you've hijacked their account. From that, you shouldn't be able to change your password, enable SSH, and log in and run root commands.
I get you, but how are you going to enable SSH on a router then?
If you've got like low priv user.
Admin user on the router, is that what you're talking about?
No, like some routers have like low priv users.
Let's presume not. Let's just say that that is not the case in almost any router.
All right, but.
So you're an admin on the router. How do you like do it?
What I'm saying is if you're a low priv user.
Which doesn't exist in the router world.
Oh, it does. It does.
Barely does. I get you. Yeah, low priv users shouldn't be able to get shell access. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you there.
And if like. Getting shell access is just privasking to the web admin and then changing the password.
Yeah, there are some systems where that makes sense. For example, like a CMS. Sure, like WordPress admins should not get shell access, right? That should just be a thing.
Yeah.
They do because you just install the plugin that has it, whatever. I think it'd be better if you could get around that somehow. You can't, whatever. Let's just say in a magical world you could. I think that would be how you would want to do it.
Yeah.
Routers, no, because you just need to enable SSH from the web. That's how you have to do it, so fuck it. Low proof users, sure, they shouldn't get a shell access.
Yeah, I still think you shouldn't be able to change the password because, like.
Can you download the backup of the config?
Or you might be able to. Yeah,
you can. And guess what that's got in it? The admin password.
It shouldn't have it in clear text, though.
Well, yeah, it's encrypted with the publicly available encryption stuff because that's how it is done. It's like
open
source.
No, it should be hashed. It's like. A password.
Kinda. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Hashed. Yeah. You can probably crack it. There are some passwords you can't hash, but yeah, that one you can.
Like basically, what I'm saying is, like, if you gain access to a web admin session, say through XSS, you shouldn't be able to use that to get remote code. Just
I get
by
you.
Enabling
I think you should be able to. You should be able to on some systems. I think a router is.
I just don't think any systems.
Okay, but what about you? Just upload the firmware with a backdoor firmware.
Yeah.
So you do hear it. You do get it. I don't think there's a practical way to prevent
potentially
it.
Potentially that could... Like, I don't know. Routers should ask for passwords. Like
on every single thing
you
can do.
For sensitive things.
What's not sensitive on a router?
I don't know.
Oh, here's a list of like
uploading
current
firmware.
Sessions. Yeah, like, I don't think that's super practical.
Well, so like changing the password.
Oh, shit, I know these two guys down here.
Say changing the password, you should ask for the old password. Uploading firmware, ask for the password. There's two good
Yeah, but
examples.
Then you have to do it on basically everything, which is fine.
I don't think everything.
Well, pretty much everything.
Everything that you could use to privesque.
Which is so many things.
Nah, it's not really.
Yeah? Name a thing that's not.
You name a thing that is.
Okay. Anything to do with route manipulation, you can do it because you can manipulate the routes to like outgoing SSH and stuff, HTTP, where it checks for updates from the update server for firmware. Any kind of route manipulation? That's out. Okay. The only thing, basically any write access, anything that writes.
Yeah. So how are you getting
access
to this?
That's most of the things. From what? The rewriting route stuff?
Yeah.
Probably you'd like, what I would do is I would rewrite the login page, rewrite the route to the HTTP server to proxy through one of my servers that captures creds, right? So when they log into the router, they're actually logging into a rewritten route that captures the creds. Same with SSH, because they're probably not going to check the host key. No HTTPS on that. Even if they are checking the host key, it's a fucking router. What are you going to do? How are you going to check the host key on it?
Yeah, fair enough.
So, like, I just think anything...
It's an extra step. Like...
But the amount of effort required to implement that, and worse, for someone to try and fucking do that to admin and router. If my router did that to me, so I would reflash my router.
That's not script kiddying. Like, you wouldn't be able to just write a POC that script kiddies could come and do. But if you had something where there was XSS and then just changing a flag saying enable SSH and then change the password.
Rewriting that?
You can script that.
You could script this as well.
Or not that easily.
Still.
You gotta spawn up a server.
Neither is fucking finding like a bunch of bugs in router firmware.
You find them, then you script them.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, I see
what you're saying. I disagree.
We've got two parts to this story.
We're actually like running out of time, so I'll just quickly say that part. The other part is just that that was the high-end ASUS routers. The lower-end ones run different firmware. Like, it looks like they're just fucking run-of-the-mill fuck-you firmware.
Yeah, pretty much.
Someone found a bug in one of those where you could it looked like you could post to the change password page.
Without auth.
Without auth. It was pretty bad.
Because that's how things work.
It might have been a similar style of bug, actually, because they didn't have source code for this, right? This is their shitty tier firmware. They don't really source code for it. Could have been the exact same bug.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, like, thinking higher level, it kind of does sound similar.
Yeah. And they just might not have realized that it's the exact same bug. But the post they made one on Reddit, r/netsec, was just kind of like, there's even more bugs, lol, in the, you know, so who knows. But it was, it's kind of interesting. And then they when they did it, they shell it as well or whatever. I can't remember how they did it. But
yeah.
You know, once you have admin long into a router, especially if you can reset the password.
Right, there's one bus, there's two bus. And there's three buses.
Yeah, and that's a red light runner right there.
Oh, yes! Yes! 4330.
And that one makes me long.
6:03 p.m., 26th of the 1st, 2018.
It's two of them. So,
should we call that a good time?
We should. Are you going to increase the bus red light runner?
Oh, yeah, we'll. Increase that by two.
Okay. It was a good episode.
13.
A lot of them. 13. That's
and
a
we'd
high
like
number.
To thank
Patreons. Patrons?
Yeah, so we've got three passengers.
Yeah, so we did...
first-time riders.
First-time riders. So whatever it is.
One passenger.
You did see the buses go through, as we are legally required to have.
Legally.
Legally required to have, yep.
But a special thanks to...
Black Flag Security.
Who has become a passenger of the Bus Factor. I think it's passenger. Yeah, it could be the other way around.
Throw down some money and you too could be thanked here on the Bus Factor.
Yeah, and you might get better window quality and better camera quality.
That's true. Throw down us a fucking camera. We don't care about Patreon. Just give us some fucking cameras.
All right. See you next time.
See you next time.